Welcome to Millennial Soul Food Podcast, Episode 2 on Spiritual Hygiene. I'm your host, Keon Dillon. Let's go. What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Keyonce, coming to you live from the quarantine, Lord Jesus. We in lockdown, so I'm pushing these episodes out, baby. How is everyone doing out there? I'm sending the best energy to everyone. Sending blessings, I'm speaking blessings on your existence. Hallelujah. I am your host, Keon Dillon. I am a New Orleans tarot reader, brujo, self-described cosmonaut. And today's episode is going to be on spiritual hygiene. Just the same way that you need to wash your ass to prevent disease, you need to make sure that your hygiene, your hygienic regimen is all good. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to give you some examples of different types of hygiene, because there's just not just one type of hygiene. And then I'm going to talk to you about ways to maintain your spiritual hygiene. And then we're just going to kind of, you know, have a little bit of fun. Okay, so first off, what is hygiene? According to Wikipedia, hygiene is a set of conditions or practices conducive to maintaining health and preventing disease, especially through cleanliness. So hygiene is a routine that's built up over time, and it's always an ongoing process. There's not just like one particular form or ritual that you do to maintain a certain kind of hygiene. It's kind of up to you, but it's just important to have this type of ritual. Okay, so I think of hygiene as four different types. So first you have hygiene that is related to your thoughts. I would say this is like mental hygiene. Hygiene that's related to your thoughts, hygiene that's related to the ways that you think about yourself and the world that could be inhibiting you from self-actualization. Also, there's social hygiene. In terms of social hygiene, I mean, you don't really need no hateration in your space. You know, social hygiene is keeping around people who uplift you, people who reinforce parts of yourself that make you feel good and positive about yourself. Social hygiene is about maintaining boundaries, but it's also about knowing who to open up to and really showing up authentically in relationships. But as far as like social hygiene, you really want to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with the energy that's going to lead to the pathway towards self-actualization with the greatest amount of flow. So then we have spiritual hygiene, and spiritual hygiene is primarily what I'm going to be talking about today. But spiritual hygiene involves practices that help you get rid of energy that is holding you back. It's a way to, for me, to tap into the astral realm and cleanse energy away in that way. So with spiritual hygiene, and this is pretty much in line with a lot of occult different types of beliefs, occultist beliefs and like hoodoo, but we exist on multiple planes. And so you have the physical plane that is here, and that is the plane that you exist in inside your body. And then we have like a soul plane that is kind of like where your soul exists. And then we have the astral realm. And there's a lot of different levels, so I'm not even going to get into all the different levels. I mean, in Buddhism, according to Buddhism, there is an infinite number of levels, an imperceivable amount of levels to reality. But I'm just talking about the first three. That's all I'm talking about today. So then you also have the astral. And the astral is the location, basically, of like your oversoul, which is kind of like the part of yourself that relates to the collective of humanity, that connects to the whole consciousness of Earth. So whenever you're doing spiritual hygiene, you're tending to the soul level, and you're also tending to the astral level. So this is why it's very important, because a lot of times energy does get trapped in your astral realm. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't have any energy trapped in all these places either, because I probably need a really good cleansing at this point. But nobody's perfect. I'm not even trying to say that, but this is just information. But yeah, with spiritual hygiene, you are really making sure that you are cleansing and becoming more in alignment, and connecting more with divinity. And also it's kind of just like reprogramming you sometimes. And with spiritual hygiene, I also am a very big proponent of psychedelics. I mean, don't do them without a medical professional's advice or whatever. But I definitely have found that those, in my experience in the past, are very helpful for just reprogramming ways that I think. Ways of thinking that have sometimes led to like depression and like addictive behavior. There's a lot of different studies about the benefits of psychedelics. I would definitely encourage you to go read them. Check out Timothy Leary. If you haven't already heard of him, he's really great. But yeah, spiritual hygiene, it consists of using herbs and using different types of materials like herbs, candles, all of that to cleanse yourself on multiple levels through these different realms. And so then the fourth type of hygiene is physical hygiene. And we all know what that is. That was what I was referring to when I said washing your ass. You know? It also relates to that that Erykah Badu song, "Pick Your Afro Daddy, 'Cause It's Flat on One Side." Yes, I love that song. But also, you know, hair is a form, taking care of your hair is a form of hygiene. Taking care of your body, washing your body, and all those different kinds of crevices, you know what I mean? You know, really getting up in there. Physical hygiene also relates to your internal health. So not only does it relate to washing ass with some soap, it also relates to the ways that you eat, the things that you ingest, and the ways that, you know, I don't believe in saying that certain foods are clean and that certain foods are dirty. But I do, because I think there's a balance that we need to have. But I do think that the hygiene that you keep with the type of food that you put in your body, that's like information that you're giving to your body, and you're telling it how to run at its most optimal level. If you are ingesting food that is beneficial to that and has the types of vitamins and types of minerals that you need for your body. And I definitely don't think that eating a certain way, there should be a goal of like losing weight, because everyone has different types of bodies. Everybody can be a fine hot girl, you know, hot girl. It's a lot of different types, you know? So I'm body positive. So period. I just think you need to be doing what is best for you within your best ability. Okay, so how do you know that you need to cleanse? And I'm specifically focusing on spiritual hygiene here. What are some ways that you know that you need to up your game or restart your game with spiritual cleansings. Because, I mean, I will admit for myself, I do fall off, you know. I sometimes, you know, I don't be doing spiritual baths every week. Sometimes I do them during different periods. I like to do spiritual baths during the new moon, during full moon, during eclipses. I've really had very profound experiences doing spiritual baths during eclipses. This is just me. Everyone has different types of abilities if you are sort of psychic. But for me, I am very visionary, and my grandmother was too. But especially, and also I was born on a new moon, but especially whenever I do spiritual baths during eclipses, in the past I've had very, very profound experiences. And also whenever I've engaged in psychedelic shaman ritual during eclipses, I've had like super profound experiences. For instance, I work with like spirit guides. I have a primary spirit guide that I work with, that my friend actually helped me find like a few years ago. But for this one spiritual bath, this was maybe 2 years ago in a January when there was a huge eclipse happening. And I ran my bath and I put in some salt into it, some like Himalayan salt and some sea salt. And then I also put in some crystals, like clear crystal, clear quartz. And then I listened to binaural beats. And during the eclipse, I kind of like meditated and I had like visualizations and I just got all of these downloads. Like it was literally felt like I was possessed for a minute. But it wasn't scary, and there was a moment when I was kind of like, okay, I'm opening myself to the information. Give me all the information. After that, I had so much energy. I, like, went to the gym and did, like, an hour of cardio. But, I had so much energy. And I really, for me, in my experience, eclipses have been great portals to tune into energy that is paradigm shifting, that is very cleansing, that's very reorienting and realigning. A lot of times during eclipses, they say like just kind of chill out, you know. But yes, eclipses have been very profound for me in terms of doing spiritual baths and really connecting to my higher self, my oversoul. But so what are some ways that you know that you need to do a cleanse? I don't know if any of you have lived in Latin America before, if any of you are in Latin America, but I lived in Mexico and Ecuador in college for like a year. And I remember whenever we would go to El Centro, they would have like limpias and people would be getting cleansed and stuff like that. That, for instance, is cleansing in the astral realm, because plants and herbs and, you know, people using hyssop, that's in the Bible, sage, mint. These different herbs, they have a thing called signatures. And so they have a physical makeup or chemistry, you could say, but they also have a use in the astral realm, which is where the cleaning properties, I guess you could say, come in terms of their spiritual significance for cleansing the aura. So for thousands of years, for instance, in Mexico, they use copal, which is it's cleansing. It smells so good. And also, you know, sage and different herbs. Also, shout out if you're looking for an alternative to sage, look up the Conjure Cleaner. He has these really, really great, I think they're pine and cedar. They're like these smudge sticks that are made from like North Carolina, I think. And they're made from the local land, and it's kind of like, you know, there's kind of been a shortage on sage, apparently. So if you're looking for alternatives to sage, hit them up. But here are some ways that you know it's time for you to cleanse. So do you, whenever you feel very exhausted, sometimes, well, period, some people just aren't really in tune with all of this, but whenever you're out in the world, you accumulate a lot of energy. Like, no matter where you are, you're constantly picking up energy in your aura. There's like some theories that your aura, which is basically your vibrational output, it resonates to at least 6 feet. So you have energy that is trapped in your aura sometimes. I mean, a lot of people do. I mean, humanity does, period, in its whole oversoul, but that's a whole other episode. But you accumulate this energy and it's heavy. These are very, like, I guess, reductionist terms. They don't really capture the whole meaning of what I'm talking about, but they make you feel kind of heavy and, like, you know, just, you know, sometimes, like, depression, you feel just kind of heavy, and sometimes that's not actually your energy. And especially if you are, like, an empath, you pick up on all kinds of energy, and it can be a lot sometimes to be out. And conversely, you can be an empath and be an extrovert, and you might be out, just be going, and then you just crash and burn because you've accumulated too much energy that isn't necessarily yours, and too much energy that is kind of heavy. So, you know, sometimes you hang out with people and you leave, and, well, for me, I just pick it up, period. And I think a lot of people are in tune with this, but you leave and after you hang out with some people, you'd be like, damn, shit, I'm tired. Or you'd be like, man, I am down. And for me, I'm very sensitive to other people's emotions. And like, sometimes I leave other people and I can just tell that it's not my own energy. And I have to do a lot of like repatterning of my thinking and, you know, be like, that's not true, you know, because sometimes it's been to the point where I internalize different people's ways of thinking about themselves, and like, everyone is in their own journey, but I'd be like, girl, I am not there. Okay, what's mine is mine. Hey, but yeah, feelings of exhaustion because you have so much energy, and that is like, that you're kind of just like holding on to. And then also, people sometimes latch onto, we all have cords kind of attached to each other, and especially if you're in a deep relationship with someone and they happen to be exhausting, that energy is going to be on you for longer because they're more deeply embedded in like your unconscious and in your space, your mental space, period. So also another sign of needing a cleanse is restlessness. So not being able to get a good night's sleep sometimes. Stagnancy. I would say this is sort of like a block even, but stagnancy with finances, ideas, creativity, feeling stuck. In those cases, I would say that's when you need to work on your spiritual and your mental hygiene. Short-tempered, experiencing disharmony amongst team members. And sometimes other people's energy can just rub off on you and you start acting a certain way and it's like, what kind of demon is up in here? And I really do believe that people, we all take on different types of energies, and you never know what kind of spirit is around that you channeling. And you got to be like, wait, hold on, this is not my energy. Because, you know, I live in New Orleans, and sometimes I just be walking around and I'm like, that person got something on them. It's like, it's not them. It's like, it's something on them. You know, I don't know how to really describe it, but I just know to stay away. Like I said in the last episode, I'm a 5-planet Capricorn girl. My mama's a Capricorn. I come from a family, we kind of just low-key, you know, we kind of private. But anyway, so being unable to focus is another. So being unable to focus is also another reason it might just be time for you to do a reset. And resets definitely do not, they're just not a one-time thing. Like, if you go to a shaman or something like that, or if you go to a hoodoo practitioner, or if you go to someone, a spiritual person, to get a cleansing, which, by the way, you need to watch out. Really, just get some other opinions and also feel the energy of who you're going to get cleansings. Don't always just be stepping up in somewhere and don't have been doing no research, and then somebody get all up in your space. You know what I mean? So you want to really be careful that you who you get cleansings from. But definitely it is important to understand that sometimes it might take 6 sessions of cleansing. With my like spiritual baths, sometimes I will do spiritual baths for 3 or 7 days straight. Prime numbers are a big thing in occult ritual, so keep that in mind. But yeah, 3, 7. What's that in Lemonade Beyonce be talking about when she says she wore white or something and drank vinegar? I don't know. Also, another one, thinking of Beyonce, the divine goddess. It's also sexual hygiene, and we definitely need to be careful about the sexual hygiene because we live in a time, it's so many STIs, Lord Jesus. Also, I have been doing tarot readings for different people before, and especially for women's. Women. I don't know why. T.S. Madison says women, so anyway. For the women's out there, or for people with vaginas, with the yoni, you gotta be careful who you let up in your yoni. Also, for dudes, you know, people who enjoy getting it from the back, anal sex, you gotta watch out. Oh, that's a portal. Those are portals. So you got to watch out, especially for my women out there. Because I've been doing tarot readings before for people. And I'm like, I felt energy. I'm like, it's, you let the wrong people up in there. And I am not slut shaming at all. I am here for you to bust in it, get it in, you know. But you really, that's an energy exchange. And also, I have really, I've sensed in different readings that people are holding energy in their yoni that is keeping them stagnant. And sometimes that will keep you stagnant in your finances. It'll keep you stagnant in your ability to grow emotionally from situations. It'll keep you stagnant in your relationships. It'll keep you stagnant and in status quo and entrenched in your intergenerational trauma. So it's very important to understand that sexual hygiene is very important. Like, and there are a lot of ways to do sexual magic. Juju Bay, Little Juju Bay podcast talks about this. She stay talking about the sex magic. Also, I did an interview on her podcast, so go check it out. But you really got to be careful who you're out here fucking. And there's a lot of ways that you can have sex with people and you both have the same energy and you can just create and abound. You know what I mean? Not relating to bound, the Kanye bound, whatever. But that's a great sexual chemistry. Like, if you are able to do like tantric sex with someone, and that's the way you can manifest money, that way you can manifest a lot of different things through orgasms. But if you're doing it with somebody else, you got to be careful because a lot of people will be feeding on your energy. And I've noticed patriarchy, I've noticed a lot of times, and this is, I grew up around all black women, 3, 4 strong black women, but I notice we be given women, be given too many excuses for the men's and be letting them drain their yoni energy. And it's like, you got to watch out who you let up into your yoni. Because that causes like addiction, and you just become addicted to the drama of playing out the same drama over and over again. That's kind of like your soul becomes trapped in the same script. And you gotta get out of the script. Because if you're entrenched in a certain script, that limits your ability to perceive greater horizons and to trust the unknown. So you gotta be careful who you letting up into your yoni, who you letting up into your space, who you are spending a lot of time with, who is taking up your energy. And it doesn't even have to be you. Sometimes, a lot of times for me, I don't even be knowing sometimes. And then it just hit you like, oh, shit. They've been draining the hell out of me. Sorry, I didn't mean to scream. Okay, so what are some ways that you can maintain spiritual hygiene? So I have several different ways here. And I would say just like, don't become overwhelmed and try to do every single one all the days on all the full moons and all the new moons. Just choose some and just, you know, experiment and figure out which ones work for you. Because in the end, it's your consciousness and it's your body. So I'm not really here to tell you how to do anything. I'm just here to provide the information for you. So the first one, this is kind of one of my Cajun friend told me about this one. Shout out to Tyler. But this is like this is an old country kind out on the bayou that we'd be doing. So it involves a black candle, salt, and your intentions. And so basically for me, if I'm feeling a type of way, I will use this to soak up and kind of just get rid of energy. Or especially if I feel somebody on me, I'll do this. And you can do this over nights. So over different nights, over a period of time. So I take a black candle, and usually I take a black candle that is one of those that burns away in a few hours. Not the whole big black candle in the glass jar looking thing. But this is like the candle that, just the shorter little candles, like 7-8 inch ones. And I will take one of those black candles. Of course, you want to cleanse the candle and bless it. And then I will take the candle, typically in like my left hand or whatever, and I will put it at the top of my head and run it all the way over my face and over my whole body, just like about maybe 4 inches away from my body. And as I'm doing that, I do it very slowly, and I imagine all of the energy that isn't mine and that doesn't need to be in my body or in my aura, I imagine it going into that black candle. And then I do my whole body, and from the back to the side, to the right, to the front, to the back. Hey! And then And sometimes I'll like write in, if I'm feeling a type of way, I'll write in different stuff on the candle, like just different things. I'm not going to tell you. You write what you want to write on there. But after I have done the part of putting all the energy into the candle, you put the candle. I usually put it onto like a paper plate or some piece of newspaper or something like that. And you let it burn away. You just let it burn. All that is just burning away. And then I put sea salt on it after it's burned, and it'll be like a little like black circle. And I put the sea salt on it and then trash it at a crossroads. That's how we do. That's how you dispose of a lot of things in hoodoo. I'm specifically speaking for like Mississippi and Louisiana. Well, period. Across the South, I guess. But all of my family's from Mississippi and Louisiana, so I'm just speaking from that. Also, another way to maintain spiritual hygiene is, of course, spiritual baths. So you can create your own spiritual baths. There are a lot of different types of spiritual baths. Some spiritual baths involve like milk, coconut milk, white baths. You can do baths with herbs. For me, whenever I do spiritual baths, the herbs are significant. Definitely, you can rub those all over your body. But I do like to make like a tea. So I will do like a pour over of my spiritual bath tea. I have my own special recipe. And then I will put that water into my bath water. And I usually take a shower before. So I take a shower before the spiritual bath, and then I fill, you know, wash the tub out, and then I fill it up with water, blessed water, put the herbal tea water in there, soak for like 20 minutes or so, drain that, and then just dry out. I like to air dry. I don't like to wipe off the stuff with the towel, you know. I like to walk around naked. Also, another way to maintain spiritual hygiene is just simple shower. You know, in your daily shower, you can say, you can do some chanting. Chanting is another form of maintaining spiritual hygiene. Chanting a mantra. A lot of times, every morning, whenever I take a shower, I like to sit under the shower and imagine the water just like washing away anything that I may have picked up from the dream realm. Because sometimes, child, when you go dreaming, you be traveling and then you pick up a lot of different stuff and you wake up. For me, sometimes I be waking up, I feel a type of way and I'm like, oof, where was I last night? Like, dang. But I be having dreams where I'm like traveling and like I be like Carmen Sandiego, like literally jumping over shit, busting through doors, because I'm a warrior over in the astral realm. So but anyway, yeah, sometimes you just wake up and you be like, oof, that dream did not feel right, you know. Sometimes you be getting visited by people in dreams and you be like, girl, I rebuke you. And you wake up, it's like, oof. It's important to clean that stuff away, and showering is a very simple, mundane kind of thing that we do every day, and it's very easy to make that and to incorporate that type, and incorporate chanting or mantras into your shower and make that a part of your spiritual hygiene. So also visualization and astral travel is a great way to maintain spiritual hygiene. In my experience, like I said at the beginning of the episode, like I trip out super easily. Like I don't have to be on anything. Like I don't have to be on, like, you know, any kind of substance. If I meditate for like 10 minutes, I just start like visualizing and seeing stuff. And a lot of times for me, I have a very intimate relationship with my spirit guide. Definitely, you got to develop your relationship with your spirit guide. Everyone has a spirit guide. You just got to really tune into yourself. But doing visualizations where I imagine myself in this room and then breathe, and then I travel up, 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 and I imagine myself going through the atmosphere of the earth, and then I go through space and I arrive into the astral realm of my spirit guide, and I repeat mantras and use certain symbols. And sometimes this is legit happen. I'll feel just like all of this like light come over me, not white light or anything like that, but just like gold and just like different kinds of colors, all colors of the prism come over me. And it's like information that I'm receiving, and I feel like new. And then I travel back down, back through the earth's atmosphere and back into my body, and I feel like set, ready to prance out. Also, another form of cleansing, another mundane thing that we do every day, is breathing. So breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, imagining the oxygen as coming in and taking up anything that needs to escape through your exhale. So that is also a very, very great way to cleanse. And also just to calm down if you're feeling anxious, it's a great way to enter a spiritual hygiene practice. So before you do a spiritual bath, you may want to meditate for about 5 minutes and breathe. Meditation doesn't mean necessarily just sitting there. It's like, you know, paying attention to your breath, breathing in, breathing out, because a lot of times whenever we are if we do have a lot of mucky energy on us and we're anxious and we're just kind of like running in that loop, we're not even breathing at to our full capacity. So you want to do that full diaphragm breathe, and you want to do that deep breathe and bring all that energy up and give yourself space. Especially before you're doing any kind of spiritual ritual, you want to give yourself space to let go of anything from before, anything from before you entered your ritual, before you stop. So yes, rhythmic breathing. Also, crystals are very great for cleansing. I like to use clear quartz. Clear quartz is great. Obsidian, that is great for like removing just kind of like mucky energy, especially if you want to just put it down kind of like above, like I guess your groin area. A lot of people hold a lot of energy in their root chakra, like it's a lot of other people's energy, especially energy from your parents, or especially if you have toxic parents, you hold that there. Let's see. Also, burning incense is a great way to clear energy. I mentioned sage, and I mentioned like cedar sticks, rosemary, frankincense, amber, myrrh, copal. Putting this salt in your bath, Epsom salt, Himalayan salt, kosher salt is great. As I mentioned, rosemary, that's great for clearing your auric field. Another thing is you might have to Marie Kondo that hoe. I'm gonna call it that. Marie Kondo that hoe. Because sometimes clutter, this is something that I had to really work on realizing, is that like clutter really does affect your, it affects your anxiety levels. It affects your feeling of being at home. Like I noticed that whenever I was really anxious, I would just put all my clutter in this certain space in my apartment, and after a while I was like, I started to really monitor how I felt, and I was like, wait, I'm feeling this type of way and this area is looking this type of way, what is happening? So especially since I moved into my new space here, I have really been practicing like taking care of those mundane tasks, because my mama always used to tell me just different types of stuff, like, you know, like change your clothes before you go to bed, take a shower before you go to bed, take a bath, blah blah blah, clean your dishes as you cook. Those are like things that, you know, that's kind of like whatever, but they're like super important, and they're very important for adulting. So get rid of that clutter. You know, if you got that closet full of stuff you ain't trying to look through, you might need to have a day where you look through that stuff and get rid of some stuff, you know what I mean? Because objects carry energy also. That's very important to realize. You know, if you got that, all that stuff that you had done with your ex, you know, you bought with your ex or whatever, and it's just still in the closet, take that out, remove it, give it away. Same thing for, you know, your dishes. Same thing for your ritual space, especially you want to make sure that that stuff is like clean, like orderly, and, you know, pay some respect to your higher self and your ancestors. Another thing I cannot stress enough is the people that you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with people who make you feel like you can be the best form of who you are, and surround yourself with people who don't judge you and who allow you to go through the different stages that you need to go through to become the best you. If you do have someone in your life that you find kind of draining, sometimes it's worth talking to them about it and just being like, hey, can you not talk to me about this certain stuff, or can you ask me how I'm feeling first before you just kind of like unload all this stuff on me? You can just set boundaries. Sometimes it is very difficult to set boundaries because you don't want to be mean, but you know, sometimes you just gotta not answer the phone. Sometimes you just gotta look at the phone and be like, "Cha, I ain't got time to talk right now." So yeah, that is all that I have for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at Millennial Soul Food. That's MillennialSoulFood. And leave me a comment on Instagram. Let me know how you are using this information. Let me know if you want me to do any kinds of episodes on anything like interesting to you. Give me feedback on things that I might need to explain more. Let me know how you're liking everything. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one. Bye.